open, 844-967-2789. The lines are lighting up. We, first of all, we'll have a text. We'll go to the text. Who texted us, Luke?
Yeah, so Josh of Madison texted in. He is asking a little bit about why the federal money is not adjusted per state for the cost of living. For things like the $15 minimum wage and the stimulus checks that we are potentially going to receive in this next round of coronavirus relief. He says the $15 in Wisconsin is a lot compared to $15 in New York. And that's Josh of Madison texting in. You can also text in at 844-967-2789.
Very good. I'll respond to that. And then we'll go to there's a call. And I am going to rule that a text is a call for the purposes of the t-shirt. So Josh is the first call, so to speak. Josh, you made a good point. But here's the deal. There is absolutely recognition on the part of the federal government that cost of living is taken into account in a lot of things. For instance, Alaska is a lot more expensive than Mississippi. And so when you take a look at per diems, you take a look at anything having to do with the federal government, and costs, you will find that they do take that into account. Now, when it comes to the minimum wage, there's a couple of areas where people say, well, maybe we should have some sort of step wage or tier wage. In other words, cheaper and lower in one state than another. The problem with that is that Walmart operates in all states, and Walmart's the one that pays very low wages and then gives seminars training their employees on how to apply to welfare benefits, food stamps, Medicaid, and that kind of thing. Then Walmart attacks benefits and supports Republicans who want to get rid of them. It's about the most hypocritical thing you can think of. So really what a lot of that would have to do would be simply to, it's a lot of the big box stores, in other words, you want to get the minimum wage up there uniformly around the country. When it comes to mom and pop hamburger stands, first of all, this minimum wage increase is not going to be fully kicked in if it passes till 2025. It's going to be something like 4 more years. Secondly, the minimum wage in 1968 adjusted for inflation now would be over $10 an hour. And that was all over the country back in 1968, not just in some states. So at the very least, it would be a no-brainer to increase the minimum wage to 10 something an hour, let's say 10.50 an hour. And we have historical precedent for that, and it worked. It worked. The second thing is, the reason that it's not going to 15, can't go to 15 today, is simply because economists have predicted, and I agree with their predictions, that it would cost about 1.4 million low-wage jobs. You know, at some point, McDonald's and the rest of them can figure out how to automate and use robots to serve hamburgers. And so you do want to stimulate people in having jobs and entry-level jobs. So it's a tough issue, but I do not agree with the idea of having a higher minimum wage in Alaska than Mississippi. And because the fact of the matter is, at some point, people are going to raise prices to be able to pay the minimum wage. Some jobs will be lost, and the question is it worthwhile continuing to have a minimum wage of under $8 an hour when it was over $10 an hour adjusted for inflation in 1968? So those are just some thoughts. Excellent, excellent call or text. We're going to go back to the lines. Who else do we have on the line, Luke?
Yeah, up next we got Brian from Madison calling in.
Brian from Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Brian?
I want to talk about the insurrection that happened at the Capitol.
Could you talk louder, Brian? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Brian, it sounds like you got your radio on up in the background. If you could turn that down, okay. It gives us a little bit of feedback. But, yeah, if you could turn that down.
There we go. I want to talk about the insurrection at the Capitol in Washington. I really believe that Donald Trump will get off. But he could be held responsible for the loss of life there. You know, 7 people got killed because he spoke and had them people come down to the Capitol and do what they did. So he really needs to be held accountable for that and not get off because, you know, he's a rich man.
You are exactly right. They think he's going to get off because he's not getting off. 50 Democrats and 5 or 6 Republicans will vote to convict him. but it takes 17 more Republicans because it takes 2/3. So he'll pretend to get off, maybe. But here's the deal, Brian. This guy is a murderer. He set this thing up. He set up violence. He set it up throughout his presidency, throughout his campaign back in 2015 and 16. And this time, Brian Sicknick was beaten to death, the Capitol police officer, with a fire extinguisher. African-American police officers were called the N-word. One police officer had his eye gouged out. Another one lost three fingers. They ripped three fingers off him. Two others are brain dead because they're beaten over the head with pipes. They're brain dead. Somebody else got stabbed with a spear. Two of them committed suicide. A woman is trampled to death. Another woman is shot, has to be shot by law enforcement. This is Trump's legacy. So I think everybody should understand he's not being acquitted or getting off. When you have 55 or more senators, including Republicans as well as Democrats, saying he's a murderer and he's an insurrectionist and he should be barred in the future, that ain't an acquittal. This is a if these Republicans hang together as they say they will, it will simply be, it doesn't matter what the evidence is. He is the worst lawyers in the world. They stink. His lawyers stink. They don't say anything. They don't even deny it. One of his lawyers was so bad, Castor, back on Tuesday, said, look, the way to get this guy is prosecute him after now that he's left the office. What's wrong with that? Yeah, this is his lawyer. His lawyer says that. Now, I agree with half of that. Yeah, he should be prosecuted. The other half, though, is he should be convicted here, which is a permanent stain. So I think you're making the excellent point, Brian, that this cannot be seen as an acquittal. It's not a true acquittal. Sort of like saying you have 100 senators and 40 of them are flat out nuts, traitors to the United States, bad people who basically the fix is in and have already said how they're going to vote. Some of them don't even show up for the hearing. Their chairs are empty. Hawley's sitting up in the gallery with his feet up on the chair in front of him reading other stuff. If he'd done that in high school, what do you think would have happened in high school? You or I are sitting there, history class, right? Stick your feet up on the chair in front of you and start reading something. The teacher would be over there in a heartbeat, and you'd be in the principal's office if you kept it up. This is the kind of people they are. I know how Josh Hawley's going to vote. I know how these people are going to vote. And the fact of the matter is, if they persist in doing that, the whole idea of this hearing, this trial, is get the record out there, get the truth out there to the tens of millions of people who are watching it. They're watching it. They're the ultimate jury. And if these senators decide not to convict him, they do that at their peril. And the conviction takes 2/3. That's an impossibly high standard. They do it at their peril because a guy like Hawley, he's a little punk. He's going to go back to Missouri. He's going to go, I stood with Trump. And therefore the wolf pack, the rabble, and the Republican Party will go, okay, we're going to nominate you again. Otherwise, he was afraid of the wolf pack that they would not nominate him. But the general election is a stronger, more numerous wolf pack, believe me. And they're going to look at this thing and they're going to go, hey, we're not doing that. We're not putting up with a guy who they murder a police officer, gouge the eye out of another police officer, brain damage two more, stab another one with a pole, trample a woman to death. I mean, look, the bar is low, but it's not that low, okay? The bar is not that low. So you nailed it. I mean, it's not an acquittal. He can't ever be said to have been acquitted. All it was there were enough Republican quislings who would not do what they were supposed to do. Brian, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to get back to the lines, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. Oh, I'm gonna get on by. Yes, I'm gonna get on by. I'm gonna take them all along. I'm gonna take them all along.